praise you, Jesus. Father, we thank you again for your presence here. And now, as we've already said, the service is yours. You do what you want. We want to hear from you. We want to see what you see. We want to know what you know. And we want to speak only what you tell us to speak, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. You can be seated.
Bill, we were praying. I was a little confused of what the Lord really wanted. And his words were for you, that you are blessed. And it was to be a word for you, for strength, and a blessing for a teacher.
Praise the Lord.
And I didn't know if it was for me or for you or for what it was, but then I realized what he was trying to say.
Praise the Lord.
So get you.
Praise the Lord, Lord.
I heard the Father say this morning, and he said it, he's saying it to all of us. He said, don't consider it strange concerning the fiery trials that come. I've given you the ability to overcome the world by the word and your testimony. You look to me, says the Lord. You look to me, who's the author and finisher of your faith. You look to me, who is the one who said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You look to me, who is the one who had the power to take back the keys of death and hell and make it so the enemy has no power in your life. No matter what comes, you keep your eyes on me, says the Lord. And as you keep your eyes on me, says the Lord, you will see. You will have your faith built, and you will see. You will see my hand move in your life. And you will know that it is me. Don't think it's strange. Trials come, trials go. But I don't change. I'm with you always and forever, says the Lord. Trust me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean unto your own understanding, says the Lord. In all your ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, Donna made a statement last week, and this is true. And I don't think we consider it the way we should consider it. You know, I remember an old song that says, I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions about tomorrow. I've had times where I didn't know right from wrong. But through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Amen? Hallelujah. And the statement that she made was, and this is absolutely apropos for what's going on in my spirit today, that which does not kill you makes you stronger. You know, sometimes we hear things like that and we don't really ponder them. We don't really meditate those words. He's overcome the world, folks. He's overcome the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. I'm not going to share with you what's happened this week. It doesn't make any difference. It's just one more thing in a long line of things. The enemy's tried to take me down. And if it was about me, and if it was thank God, I don't know what to say here. All I can tell you is God is on the throne of my life. And when this came this week, instead of getting, I mean, for a while I was saying, okay, Lord, now what? Now what do I do? And all of a sudden, all I could do was just praise Him and worship Him. Worship Him. I don't mean just lightly saying, praise you, Lord. I mean my heart, my soul was in it. All my being was in it. He is worthy. He is worthy of all praise and all glory and all honor. And it should never change. It doesn't make any difference what's going on in your life. When we talk about trust, what does that mean? When you trust God, what does it mean to trust God? That means you can rely on His integrity. Amen? Did you ever think about that? You can rely on His integrity. He says, I'm the Lord and I don't change. He says, I'm not a man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I should repent. What I've said, I will do. And then he's even gone on and told us that if he doesn't perform every word and keep every word that he's put out there for us, that he's got to destroy himself. Now that's a man, he's backing up what he says. Hallelujah. We've talked about it's impossible for God to fail. But this morning, I want to talk, in fact, I want to share with you trust in God. I'm telling you, I looked up some just a few, and there's myriads. But I'm gonna start in the book of Psalms. We're going to go through several. And we're not going to go through the whole Bible, but it's fantastic, these verses. I'm telling you, I was pumped once again. What's that scripture that says that it's the one that talks about you're not utterly cast down? Anybody know which one I'm talking about? Praise the Lord. I think when you fall, you're not utterly cast down. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. And that's the point, because you're in God's hand. And the question is asked in the Word, who's able to take you out of my hand? Anybody answer that question? Nothing. Nobody. That's right. You're the only one. And let me tell you, I'm not about to take myself out of his hand. That's the only safe place I've ever been in my life. Amen? Praise the Lord. Psalm 4, verses 5 and 8. 5 through 8. Psalm 4, verses 5 through 8. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than in the season that the grain and wine increased. I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell safely. Psalm 9, verse 10. We're going to go quickly, so you may want to write these down. Psalm 9, verse 10. Those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. How many can say amen to that?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Psalm 16, 1 through 3. Psalm 16, 1 through 3. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Praise you, Lord. Did you get that? The excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Hallelujah. 17, verse 7. Show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand, O you who save those who trust in you. We have salvation in God. We have salvation when we trust in Him. We quoted the scripture already. We'll probably read it again here. Give the actual scripture. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. When the enemy comes in like a flood, He says that He'll... Yeah. Isaiah 59:19, if you want to read it, it says, the comma's in the wrong place, folks. It says, thank you, Holy Spirit. It says, when the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Lord raises up a standard against him. Let me say that again. I don't think you really got the gist of that. It says, when the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Lord raises up a standard against him.
Amen.
For you to fail would mean God would have to fail. For you to be defeated would mean God would have to have been defeated. Jesus took the keys of death, hell, and the grave, made an open show of the enemy. Took all his power. Led captivity captive.
Amen.
No, he led captivity captive.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 18, verses 2 and 3, and then 30 through 46. If I go too fast, tell me so that I want you to get these. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Oh, man, we need to spend some time there. My God, my strength in whom I will trust. It's an act of your will. You got to make the decision. Let me just give you a footnote here. Is there anything or anyone else in this life you can really trust? Those who are really God's people. But that's because they have learned to put their trust in God and to trust in Him. Rely on His integrity and His character. Knowing that there's not one thing that He's ever said that He would do that He did not or will not do. And He'll do it for you. He doesn't respect status. He doesn't respect power and authority in this world. He respects those who serve Him and who show Him respect. Praise the Lord. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Enemies may not just be people. They can be thoughts. They can be attacks physically in your body. May not be people out there. Some attacks may come from within. But we got to look to the one who's higher than us. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Verses 30 through 46. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. There's the integrity. It's proven.
Amen.
He says, test me. Try me. See that the Lord is good. He is a shield to all who trust Him. When there's things coming at you, you've been given the whole armor of God. The only place you've got any confidence is trusting in Him. I heard Jerry Savelle yesterday talking about this. He was talking about, I don't remember what he was talking about, but one of the statements he made I remember quite clearly. He led captivity captive. Jesus led captivity captive. He made an open show of them.
Yeah.
He triumphed over them. He conquered it all.
Amen.
And now, praise God, we are more than conquerors.
Amen?
Amen?
Yes.
We get to walk in it. We get to walk in it. Hallelujah!
Amen.
For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength. Did you hear that? It's God who arms you and I with strength and makes my way, your way perfect. He makes our feet like the feet of deer and sets us on high places. He teaches our hands to make war, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me your shield, the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. When you've been in trouble, who's the one that carried you? Amen. Are you convinced? I heard one voice out there. Who carried you? Did you do it on your own?
No.
I can tell you, not me. I call upon the Lord in the time of trouble. And what does He do? He shows me and He shows you great and mighty things that you don't even know. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's worthy to be praised.
Yes. Yes.
Praise you, Lord. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. Did you hear that? So your feet, my feet, did not slip. Praise God. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. Who's got the power and authority here? Say it louder, Patrick.
God's believers, kids.
That's right. You and I have the power and authority. Why? Because the greater one dwells within us.
Amen.
You know, I like what Stan used to say. If you don't cross him. If you come to him looking for a fight, honey, you're going to get a fight. But you better make sure that you understand that he's in it for the long haul and he's in it to win. So if you're not serious, you better not get started. And I'm saying that about the enemy. That's the main thing he was talking about, the enemy. Come on, bring it on! I remember one time he told the story about, I don't know, some kind of a malady that was trying to come on him, you know, some kind of infirmity or something like that. And all of a sudden God told him, he said, look at the cross. And he said, look at the foot of the cross. And there was the pool of blood. He said, now you take a dip in that and see if the enemy can get through that. Hallelujah!
Yeah.
That ought to charge your batteries. He can't get through the blood. You're redeemed and bought with the blood. He paid a dear price.
Amen?
It's impossible. It's impossible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. I have pursued my enemies, verse 37, and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back till they were destroyed. Man, when he comes at you, the Bible says when the enemy comes at you one way, because you're his and because of the promise of God, they'll flee from you how many ways? Seven ways. Lord have mercy. It's all I can do to keep my feet on the ground. I have wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. You have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rise up against me. You have also given me necks from the necks of my enemies so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the striving of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. These are statements of faith, folks. We're not talking about people right here. We're talking about the things that the enemy tries to bring through thoughts and through circumstances. We've been hearing about the fact that when the enemy attacks, he's not attacking you, he's attacking the Word. There are so many unrighteous things and so many unrighteous entities in this world who are trying to get things taken, you know, from us. They want to put us under, folks. They've been trying to kill us for 2,000 years. 2,000 plus years. And they cannot silence the Word of God. And they can't silence those who are God's people. They've tried sending them to the lions. They've tried crucifying them. They've tried burning them at the stakes. They've tried all kinds of things. And they have not been able to try to exterminate them. And they have not silenced the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God is forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, we need to get the tenacity of the little farmer down there in Pueblo. Here's this guy that's got a farm. Some of you have told this story before. He's got a farm down there. And there is one of the nastiest hailstorms coming. Colorado gets those, you know. Coming. And all around him, every farm had everything destroyed. Crops, all kinds of things. And he stands out on his porch and says, "Not on my property you won't." Didn't Jesus have authority over the weather? When he was in the boat, didn't he say, "These things shall you do and even greater things in my name"?
Amen.
When are we going to start taking dominion?
Amen.
When are we going to stop fussing about these little bitty things? They really are little bitty. They're not outside of the realm of God being able to deal with them. I mean, sometimes they have the appearance. How many know what a mirage is? I firsthand do because I spent time in the desert in Africa. I've seen the mirages. And I'm telling you something, when the enemy comes at us, it's a mirage. God's already made a provision for us to be in victory, to walk in health and prosperity. Amen?
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, even though it looks like the government and people who are greedy are in control, they're only here for a season. The Bible says there won't even be a memory of them when they pass. Did you hear that? There's not even going to be a memory of them when they pass. Man, I'm telling you. It's exciting to be on the winning team. Amen? And the cool thing is, it's not nine innings and you're out. The game's over. It's not. You play till you win. We already know we win. It's our dad's bat and ball. Praise God. Praise God. Moving right along. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Verse 44, as soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me. Foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts. the Lord lives. Blessed be the rock. Be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Psalm 20, verse 7 and 8. Man, I think I'm just going to keep on going here until God tells me something. Hallelujah. Psalm 20, verse 7 and 8. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen and are fallen. But we have risen and stand upright.
Amen.
Hallelujah. People put their trust in all kinds of things. Our trust only needs to go to one place. And that one place has everything that we need that pertains to our life here and godliness. Amen? That's a promise of God. And what are His promises? In Him, they're what? Yes, and so be it. Amen. Amen? Why do you think God said, let your yes be yes and your no be no? That's exactly right. And that's what He wants it to be. Hallelujah. He told us this morning, don't consider it strange concerning the fiery trials that come. And to us, they seem fiery. Once again, I'm reminded of Smith Wigglesworth. I'm sorry, this picture is indelibly imprinted in my mind. Laying there in bed one night, the enemy comes in skulking and slinking around and making a commotion and stuff, knocking things around. Smith Wigglesworth wakes up and looks over his shoulder and says, oh, it's just you, and goes back to sleep. Yeah. If we're the body of Christ, we've talked about this before, but I don't think we get it sometimes. And where we lose sight of it real quick when some calamity or what appears to be a calamity comes. I pray that every day when something happens that we look and we see and we understand immediately this is not the end of the story. And that we have authority over those things. Why? Because God gave us authority over them. Amen? Hallelujah. We don't trust in the things of this world. We already know the world's corrupt. These special interest groups and things that are trying to tear down, trying to make it so that we are treated as bigots. They can't prosper. There's no way they can win. They may gain a ground for a little bit, but remember the Bible says, we read it last week, Ecclesiastes 2:28. Is that right? Donna's not here, but I think that's right. 2:26, excuse me, 2:26. Those who please Him, He gives wisdom and all that stuff. And to the one who doesn't please Him, He gives the job of gathering to give to the people, the ones who please Him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So don't be discouraged and don't get sidetracked by the things that you see in front of you or the things that happen. God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen? Praise the Lord. Psalm 25, verses 2 through 5. Oh my God, I trust in You. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Now this was before Jesus came. This is David talking. But he's asking for what God had already made up His mind was going to happen. You know? He'd already made the plan. He'd already devised it and put it together. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on You be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me Your ways, O Lord. Teach me Your paths. Lead me in Your truth and teach me. For You are the God of my salvation. On You I wait all the day. Praise the Lord. Psalm 31, verse 14. I got stirred up when I read these, I'm telling you. 31, verse 14. But as for me, I trust in You, O Lord. I say, You are my God. I say, You are my God.
Amen.
I say, You are my God.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You got to say it. 56, verse 4. Psalm 56, verse 4. In God. And in parentheses it says, I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me?
Amen.
We're not supposed to fear what man can do to us. We're supposed to fear and have reverence and respect for the one who can take our name out of the book of life. Amen? Amen?
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. In God, I have put my trust. That's past tense. David made a decision. He made a decision. Let me remind you, a decision is not a decision until it's a decision. No turning back and no wanting to turn back. What can flesh do to me? Paul and Silas were in prison. And all of a sudden an earthquake came, shook the jailer up so bad he's going to go out and kill himself. And they said, don't do any harm to yourself. We're all here. And he fell down and said, what do I need to do to be saved? And the promise was, if you'll do this, not only you, but your whole house will be saved.
Amen.
I'm trying real hard not to lose control here, folks. I'm telling you, it's all I can do to stand here. This is my goodness. Praise the Lord. Psalm 62, verse 8. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us.
Amen.
We need to run to the rock that's higher than us. Run to the rock that's higher than us. Psalm 118, 8 and 9. You didn't think we were ever going to get through Psalms, did you? Well, there was a lot more. Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. How many are blessed already?
Amen.
I took that water out to drink it, and I can't stop. Praise the Lord. Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. How many are getting pumped up this morning?
Amen.
All this in heaven too, folks. Hallelujah. Oh, you missed a good place to shout there. Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man. It's better to put trust in the Lord than put your confidence in princes. Proverbs 3, 5 and 8. 5 through 8. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 8. Here's that scripture. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Did you hear that? I'm going to say that again. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor. Now listen. And high esteem in the sight of God and man. You have favor with God and man. Do you understand? It says right there. It's right there. Psalm 3, verse 4. And verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. In fact, we'll go all the way through verse 8. I think I said that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be healthier flesh and strength to your bones. We sang the song this morning, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. One of the verses in that says, lift up the hands that hang down. Lift up your voice now still. Sing unto God continuous praise. Sing forth from Zion's hill. Amen. Then it goes on and tells us what we already know. We've been given authority through Him. He's bestowed authority in us because He dwells in us. We're operating. You know, a police officer doesn't operate on his own authority. He operates on the authority of the government. Well, what's the only true and righteous government? The government of God. Well, honey, you got more power than any policeman ever thought he could ever have. Because all he's got is just a little city council or the city government or state statutes to back him up. We got the God of the universe and the book that's lasted through the last 6,000 years. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 30, verse 5. Proverbs 30, verse 5. We're coming to a close here, folks. I'm going to give you some definitions here in a few minutes. Just a couple of minutes here. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Listen now. You need to understand this. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in Him, who rely, in other words, on His integrity. Amen. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in Him.
See, you know by walking the walk that you've walked and where you are in your life now, the more you put your trust in Him and the more things you experienced, they didn't kill you even though they looked like they might. Oh, don't look at me in that tone of voice. You know what I'm talking about. Come on now. You know what I'm talking about. You've gone through things. Y'all have gone through things. I know that if it hadn't been for God, you'd have crumpled and gone away. Right? Well, you're still here. You're still breathing. Oh, that's enough to shout about. Hallelujah. We're going to look at Isaiah 12, verses 2 through 6. And then I'm going to give you some definitions, and this will be it. God's good. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm with Donna, man. There's no place I'd rather be here that it's better to be than. It may be raining out there, but there's a lot of sunshine in here. Hallelujah. Verses 2 through 6. Isaiah 12, verses 2 through 6. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid.
Amen.
For Yah, did you get that? For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. And in that day you will say, praise the Lord, call upon His name, declare His deeds among the peoples, make mention that His name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for He has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, O inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. How are you going to win the world? How are you going to touch lives if you buckle under and let the enemy with his silly little thoughts and the silly little things that come take you down, get you down in the mully grubs, or make you feel like you're defeated? You need to stand there and look it in the eye and say, not here you won't. That little farmer took serious what Jesus said, what Jesus did in the boat, commanding the wind and the rain to stop, to cease. And he says, not my farm. I wish we could have seen from the sky what happened there. Because all around, in a square, everything outside that square was devastated. Man, it was pounding down, the clouds were there, and his farm never suffered one blade being destroyed.
My brother, when the flood hit in 65, he lost everything but his Bible. Mm. And if there wasn't a drop of water on it. Not a drop.
Yes, sir.
And 89, I was living in Indianapolis at the time, and a tornado touched down in my neighborhood. Mm. And I prayed, and I said, not here, just like he did. And it damaged every house on my block except mine.
Praise God.
Amen.
I remember here, back in, 72 or 73, we had a bunch of pretty severe tornadoes in Thornton. How many remember that?
Mm-hmm.
My sister, from her living room window, she was in rebellion at the time. Her husband wasn't a Christian at the time. She's watching this tornado come right through her windows, come down and touch and get the properties and tear up the sheds and stuff. And all of a sudden it gets to her property and jumps right over her house and goes on right back behind her. I have a friend who's a preacher today. He used to be a Denver police officer. When he was a rookie, he was chasing an armed robber one day. Ran around the corner, and here was this fool standing there with a gun pointed right at him. Shot point blank. 6 inches from his torso, the bullet just disappeared. 6 inches past his torso, the bullet went on. Never touched him. And at that range, you can't hardly miss. I don't care if you got adrenaline flowing or not. I know a brother who, his dad was the first music director of a church that I used to go to. He was in Vietnam. And anybody who knows anything about military or mortars and stuff, when a mortar lands by you, they don't just go in one direction. They're multidirectional. They're made to devastate, to destroy, to maim, to kill. The mortar come down, hit right by his foot, went everywhere but him, walked away without a scratch.
Praise God.
What were we fussing about? Merriam-Webster's dictionary says trust is the assured reliance on the character, the ability, the strength, or truth of someone or something. One in which confidence is placed. Remember we just read, some trust in chariots and some in horses? But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Rely. Relying on the integrity of God, that's trust. But to rely means to be dependent. You dare not try to do it in your own strength. You dare not lean on your own understanding or in your own, you know, thinking about how you're going to handle the situation. I'll tell you how you better handle the situation. You better run right to God. Amen? You need to dial up 911, Psalm 91:1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Amen? He says, 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not touch you. He says, only with our eye will we behold and see the reward of the wicked. Whew. I'm going to make a spectacle of myself, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you don't understand. I am working very hard to contain. To rely means to have confidence based on experience. Man, I don't know about you, but the joy of the Lord's all over me. Praise God. Praise God. Integrity. Firm adherence to a code of especially moral or artistic values. Moral values. What's the code you live your life by today? Is it really Jesus? Until it go and get stuff? Said and proved it, I will never leave you sick. They'll come at you one way. He says they'll be made to flee seven ways. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I'm going to say this again, despite some folks who might not have been here in the past or have heard this. If you look and you study, the shield of faith is not a passive weapon. Did you know that? Bob, did you know that? It's not a passive weapon. It says take the shield of faith, which is able to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. But do you know what it really means? It means those fiery darts, they're not only quench, but the real meaning is it's an aggressive weapon that reaches out, grabs those missiles, extinguishes them, and violently throws them to the ground. The shield of faith. And then you take the sword of the Spirit and speak the word. And I'm telling you folks, you know this. You know this in your hearts. You may need to be reminded, but you know in your hearts, there's nothing that can stand in the sword of the Spirit. Because it pierces even the dividing asunder of soul, the carnal nature, and the spiritual nature. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you walk out of here today, pray with everything in me that you walk out with a new understanding. That you can't be defeated unless you give up.
When calamity comes, don't run, cower in a corner. What am I going to do now? Hey, I'm guilty. I'm telling you, I've been guilty. You stand up and you look it right in the eye and say, I'm a child of the living God. I'm a blood-bought, sanctified, justified, born again, grafted in to the family of God, child, and an heir and a joint heir. Not just a son, but an heir and a joint heir. Now, what was it you did you wanted to say to bring on? What was it you wanted to bring on? The helmet of salvation covers your mind, your head, so that the thoughts don't have to come in. The helmet of salvation. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Your loins girt about with truth. Hallelujah. The whole armor of God. And I remind you what we've known, we've been hearing this since day one in this church. And that is, armor is only effective when you're facing your enemy. There's nothing covering you when you're trying to even run. Get in a position where you're struggling and you need somebody to help you because it looks insurmountable. There's no shame in that. But that's when you run. And you get confession faults one for another and pray one for another because the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. One who can stand with you, and pray for you, get you through it, get you thinking straight. So that you can face it. I mean, you've seen a little boy who's out there and some big bully comes around and all of a sudden the vision comes to me, and I'm sorry, I don't know why this did, but it's one of the Terminator movies. But you know, where the little boy's out there and the big bully's coming, they're going to take him, and all of a sudden his advocate or his daddy comes out and says, what was that you were saying to me? What was that you were saying to me? You'll come again. Terminator, when Schwarzenegger comes back in the second one, he comes back as a protector of this little boy that he was originally sent to kill. The mother and so the little boy was never born. But he's programmed sometime in the future to come back and protect him so that the other Terminators can't get him. And a couple of big bullies come along, and the kid's screaming for help because Schwarzenegger's got him. But he can't do him any harm because he's there to protect him. And all of a sudden the bullies come and start mouthing off and saying things which are not repeatable. But all of a sudden he stands back when he's down there and he says, are you talking to what? Who are you calling names? You're talking to what? And his protector right there, your divine protector, is with you always. I'm going to remind you again, he will never leave you nor forsake you. We've heard too many things that don't line up with the Word of God. We've listened to too many lies. When we hear the saying that says, when the going gets tough, the tough get going, it doesn't mean you turn around and fit to get the wind. In other words, you don't turn around and run with like the wind away. You get going. You pick up that armor. Bring it on. Bring it on. You only got the entire host of heaven backing you up. One more. I'm gonna let you go. I'm reminded of Norval Hayes praying for his daughter. And one night she and her quote-unquote boyfriend, all their worldly garb, wind up in
I don't know if I don't know if it was a bedroom or where it was, but in the room. And this big burly guy was, you know, something, man. I'm a big bad biker or whatever he was, you know. And they walk in that room and all of a sudden there's a guy who's 9 foot tall. Norval's been praying for years for his daughter. Remember what the jailer was told? You'll be saved in your house. And right there, both she and her boyfriend fall on their knees and repent and get saved because it was an angel of God. The one who was there to protect her because of the prayers of her father, but also the one who was sent to scare the hell right out of her. And it worked. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's don't get befuddled with how God works these things out. Let's just know that He's going to work it out. Don't get so busy looking for the spectacular that you miss the supernatural intervention of God. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You need kind of like to be that bulldog. Get that tenacity. I got a hold in my mouth, let go. You come, you get in my face, devil. Your thoughts. My Bible says you're going to flee 7 ways. You come at me 1 way. My Bible says you're going to flee from me 7 ways. This to you right now. Put holy boldness in each one. In each one. Receive it. Receive it. revelation who they are. More than that, remind them whose they are. Reveal to them that they are mighty men and women of valor. The anointed, blessed, redeemed, sanctified, justified, reconciled, restored. Proclamation, we're not going to be the same, Lord. I thank you for your presence today, Lord. So prevalent, so real. I thank you that you took the time, Lord, to visit us this morning. I thank you that you promised that where we are gathered together in your name, even if there's just two of us, you're right there in the midst. Nothing can penetrate that safeness that you bestowed on your people. your face shine on each one of these. I bless them, Lord. I pray that your knowledge would radiate in their words and in their countenances as they meet people, as they walk through daily life. There'd be a curious grin on every face as they see and understand who they are, what they've been redeemed from and restored to. Hallelujah. Blessed.